Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Scott, talk to us. How can we help you, sir?
What's up, you guys?
What's up?
Yo, hey. I'm not getting a girl to text me back, and I can't figure it out.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about the last time you guys hung out, how you met, things like that, and most importantly, how you managed to f*** it up.
So we met on the dating apps. You know, that's kind of the easiest way to meet somebody these days. And we went out, we met up at a bar just for drinks, but it ended up, I mean, the chemistry there is going really good, you know? And then we ended up back at my place that night, and, we had a good time. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning
that
came,
means
and
sex,
she was just
everybody.
Gone.
Does it?
Wait, the next morning she was gone before you woke up?
Before I woke up. Like, I kind of, that's never actually happened to me. I've seen it in, like, movies and stuff where somebody's just, like, gone before you wake up. But, yeah, she's just straight up.
She used you like a piece of meat.
How's that make you feel? A girl just used you for sex and then left.
I mean, not bad. But, like,
you want her to use you again?
I thought we had a good time, you know? Yeah. Use me all you want, you know?
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, do you think you... Well, I mean, you got to the point where you guys had sex. Do you think before that or during that? I don't know. Like, do you feel as if you might have done something to make her leave? Or maybe she just had a... She realized that she had to get home before her husband woke up.
I didn't see a wedding ring, so I hope it's not that. from our conversation, I would say, like, things went really good, and certainly the sex was good. I thought it was good, you know?
Maybe she just was like, ah! When she sobered up. How did I end up on a farm? No, okay. Okay, we're gonna try and call her for you next and find out if you can get another date, okay?
Now back to the Second Date Update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Scott, who's looking for a girl by the name of Stacy. And here's the deal. Scott either got you. So they went on a date. Things went well. They kept the night going. They ended up back at Scott's place. They had some romance. And before Scott woke up the next morning, at some point, she left. Now, Scott can't think of anything that he did to make her leave. So maybe she was just using him. Okay, listen. So we have her number. Let's try and give her a call.
Hello?
Is this Stacy?
Yeah, why?
Wow, oh my gosh.
She said why. So,
okay, I'm sorry for waking you up, Stacy. I'm Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. It's the Get Up Crew from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And we got your phone number from somebody that you know who wanted us to call you and ask you out on a date on their behalf. And the reason why we're calling you is... because if you say yes to this date, and I'm going to tell you the guy's name, too. This isn't a trick. So if you say yes to this date, we will basically pay for whatever place you'd like to go to or whatever you want to do for a date. If you want to do a virtual date and have food delivered to your house, whatever it is, we'll take care of it. So, okay. So the guy's name is Scott. You guys went on a date before. He said you had a good time.
Funny.
So you know Scott.
Yeah, I didn't think I would hear that name.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I don't know what your feelings are about Scott, but before you tell us, can I just say that his feelings towards you are absolutely 100% positive on every level.
Okay.
He felt you guys had a tremendous time, and he would love to see you again if you would do the small little favor of returning his calls or texts.
At this point, I don't even have his number.
Jesus. Can you tell us why, and we'll just, you know, we can just pass the message along, he'll leave you alone, and then you can go back to bed.
I'll just say it, since he was so comfortable, like, putting this date on a public platform already. So I found a fucking Skittle when I was, you know, going down on him, and it was like, you what? Know, like... You know, balls get sweaty, and then, like...
Hold on.
Did you say you found a Skittle?
Okay. Yeah, I found, like, this one Skittle, and then, like, kind of like a rainbow patching...
Where?
So I could just assume, like, on his balls area.
Oh, on his balls. I thought it was, like, on
yeah.
his back.
Are you talking, like, a tattoo or a real Skittle?
No, like a real Skittle.
Like, taste the rainbow?
Yes.
Was it just laying there? Was it, like, in yeah. like and stuck in somewhere?
Maybe it was in the like, bed and it got like wedged stuck. In his balls.
We have too many questions.
That's a lot of space. Like, who does that? I don't.
It might have been in that. Hold on. You know what?
Did he shower?
Stacey, we can solve this because Scott's on the phone right now. Scott?
Oh,
hey, Scott?
Yo.
Scott, now, Stacey said that you might have sat or laid on a Skittle and it got wedged in your balls. Does that sound like something that you would do?
This is insane.
Nah, man, it was on purpose.
What?
I knew it.
Yeah, you know, like, you gotta, like, take care of that area, you know, make it smell good, make it taste good, and, like,
whoa.
You know, when you go out on a first day, you don't want to be, like, all okay. sweaty and gross.
What do you...
I don't get it.
You rub Skittles on your balls to make them taste better?
Like, throwing down there, like, tweezes up the area, you know, like...
I've
tried other stuff, you know, I've tried, like, fruit in the past, and I've tried, like, packets, like, sugar packets and stuff, but I found Skittles just, like, last the longest, you know?
Right.
Oh, my God.
I don't, like, leave them there, you know? It's not, like, there for you to find, like, a Christmas present or something. I just kind of, like, use it to, like, clean up the area, and I guess one might have gotten stuck down there, and I just didn't realize, you know? But, like, normally it's gone, and it's just kind of, yeah. I mean, you said it tastes the rainbow, you know? Like,
right. Okay. So matter of fact about the fact that he had a Skittle down. Okay, yeah. So, Stacey, look. It's a little weird. But the thought process...
A little weird.
Just a small...
That's when you thought the crab rangoon was the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I recommend Chinese food? No. Okay, so listen, Stacey, if Scott promises not to do that again or to do a better job of checking to make sure no Skittles get wedged in the wrinkles of his balls, would you be willing to see him again?
No.
I guess that's it.
I mean, can I have that dinner for one? Because this is a little...
That's not how it works. But listen, Scott, I'm sure there's a lot of girls out there who are into the Skittle ball combination. So who knows? Maybe we'll be hitting you up with a couple of girls that want to see you later.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive. In Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.